You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was reading the story this morning, made me laugh. The headline was the board game that's most likely to start a fight.
Yes.
So the last time I played Monopoly was over Christmas break. And I remember there wasn't a fight, but there was an ugly scene because Gretchen's second daughter stormed away from the table when it was just down to me and her. After everybody else got eliminated, It was just down to the two of us. And when it was a sure thing that I was going to stomp her, she got up and kind of stormed away and said,
"You guys are the worst."
I can't remember what she said. Something like unfinished game or something like that. I was like,
I won.
So that was ugly. The survey says that Monopoly is the game most likely to start a fight. And 1 in 9 people said they have seen a physical fight break out over a board game.
I'd like to see that.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yes.
The biggest argument I ever got into, the most bad blood ever, was playing the game Risk.
It was just a
girlfriend, and this was a long time ago, but it was just the two of us playing. And look, the idea of the game Risk, have you ever played it?
No, I don't even know it.
Oh my God, you're crazy. It's a classic game. Anyway, Risk, the idea is world domination. You take your armies and you have to defeat every other army. I mean, even just spread your armies across the board, right? You can't play that game nicely.
I've seen this, yeah.
Yeah, it's not possible to play it like you can't do a friendly game of Risk. Your mission is to obliterate your opponent.
You didn't let her win.
I guess she didn't like the way that, and it's all luck because it's just rolling dice.
You guys got into a big argument and ended up embracing and then ended up in a tickle fight on the floor.
No, I don't think we've spoken since then. This was like 25 years ago. And she got so mad
you
over
need to
losing
leave.
At risk.
You
that
need to
that
get
was,
out.
That was it.
You need to leave immediately.
The top five, though, most frequently, the games that cause the biggest fights: Monopoly, Uno, Sorry. Scrabble, and Jenga.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Silly. All right, what else is trending?
Well, we now know the name. Well, we don't know the name, but they have the name of the Coloradan. Is that what we call us? Coloradan, who will receive the first $1 million. $100 million. Can you imagine? The first $1 million for the COVID-19 vaccine, Colorado cash lottery,
so
hoedown, whatever it's called.
They've picked it?
They've picked the name, but they won't let everybody know until tomorrow, because that's when the big reveal is, I guess. So here's how it works. They went into the immunization information system, beep, boop, bop, boop, and randomly assigned everybody a number. And then they toss all those numbers into a program, and then that program randomly selects a winner and a few alternates, just in case the winner can't claim the prize or something like that. Then it's going to be announced every week, starting this week, for the next 5 weeks, Friday at 5 p.m. So they're doing this whole thing where you got to go online and make sure that you're signed up and that you're in the system. Knickknack went online, and she's not in there. She's had both of her shots, and she's not even in the system. So our odds just went down. Thanks, Colorado.
This could end up being a black eye for the state of Colorado if they screw this up.
Might not go over well at all.
So you've had your vaccination, and you're not even in there.
Not in the system. So I'm not eligible. Well, I'm eligible. What? She's not eligible.
Wait. What if her name's not in there? Because it got taken out for the $1 million.
No, because she checked a few days ago to see if it was in there, so it hadn't been drawn yet.
I'd love to see Nicole win like $10 million and see what she does with you.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
She would take me away from this horrible place with you.
Mm.
Come with me, Jer. We're leaving.
I'm not sure she would take you.
Yes, she would. She loves me. Prime Day's coming up. It's kicking off June 21st this year through the 22nd. Usually happens in mid-July, but since things were kind of jacked up last year, they're going to do it a little early this year for Amazon. Let me ask you something. I pay for Prime and the free 2-day shipping and everything. My Prime has taken like a week lately. Are you having those issues? Uh-uh. I don't know if it's a shortage thing or what, but now my Prime shipping is a week Every time I order something, it's a week.
No.
So I don't know what's going on.
Haven't had that problem.
Huh. Wonder what's
going on.
Maybe
there's
a
shortage of drivers or something in your area.
I don't know. Here's a name that might be going extinct. The name Karen. Data from the Social Security Administration saying that Karen is less popular now than it has been in almost a century.
Yeah.
And it could be the whole stigma thing that Karens are grumpy ladies with a certain style of haircut complaining to managers. And it's got this bad vibe now, so nobody's naming their kids Karen. It said it peaked in popularity in 1965 when America got 33,000 new Karens. So a lot of those Karens are in their late 50s now, which kind of fits the mold of the I need to speak to your manager Karen.
You know, the first girl I ever kissed was a Karen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Was it a good kiss?
Do
you remember?
The very first one was not. And then we both laughed about it because it was her first kiss, too. And then we went at it again and figured it out.
Right on. Good for you guys. We went at it again. This is kind of a funny story that Dom wants to turn into a bigger topic, which I think is legit. There's a mommy blogger named Destiny. She's going viral right now because of her TikTok page. She's saying that she doesn't pay her kids for chores. She pays them for how much time they put into their hobbies, things that they're passionate about, like gymnastics or maybe an instrument or something. So the more that they're into their hobby, the more money they make, essentially.
And her house is a mess.
She wants them to associate money with stuff they enjoy doing, not stuff that they hate.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
What if they enjoy, like, Xbox, and they're on that for 8-9 hours a day? Do
you
pay them for
that? Well, then she's the popular mommy.
Oh, sarcasm. And real quick, here's your Fat America. Just a quick warning from the Food and Drug Administration. If you're going to go eat cicadas, which they're not here in Colorado, but maybe you go out of state and eat some cicadas. Warning, they are related to shrimp and lobsters. So if you have seafood allergies, you might balloon up a little bit.
Oh, like shellfish
and have a hard time breathing.
Allergies?
Yep, shellfish stuff if you eat the cicada. Because their cousin is a shrimp. You've been warned. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us.
I want to thank you for that public service.
You're welcome. Facebook is where you can find us, Dom and Jeremy. Check out this twisted little kid. It's a little kid in Minnesota turning 3, it looks like. She requested a Lion King cake. Hey, what's the big deal? Whatever. Well, specifically the scene where Simba's dad falls off the cliff and dies.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert, right. She said she wanted it like that because everyone at her party would be too sad to eat the cake and she could eat the whole cake herself. Twisted little kid. Anyway,
brilliant.
They made the cake and there's a dead Simba's dad on the ground on the cake. See the pictures of it. It's on her Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.